The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, Nicole here is feeling a little insecure about the hottie that has just moved in next door. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You've got that tone in your voice like that's the tail between the legs if you're a dog.
That's true.
What's going on?
Oh, well, okay. So I travel a lot for work. I'm gone, you know, sometimes 4 or 5 days a week. And my husband works from home and everything's always been fine. We've been married for 3 years now. And a couple of weeks ago, this new neighbor moves in next door. And guys, she is gorgeous. Like, jaw-dropping Instagram yoga, you know, influencer model energy. And ever since she moved in, my husband is suddenly caring what he looks like again. Like, he's shaving on weekdays, he's putting on cologne before he takes out the trash. And I mean, we've met her once, and she's sweet, you know, she's kind of flirty. And when I asked what she does for work, she got weirdly vague about it. She was like, oh, I dabble in some things online. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Does she also like to dance, perhaps?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not saying she's doing anything wrong, but, you know, I need some peace of mind. I just, it's sketchy to me. I don't know. I just don't want to come home from a work trip and find out my marriage turned into a Hallmark movie, except I'm the one who's getting left in this case.
Yeah, no, those movies are not Hallmark. You're on a different channel.
You're on Lifetime, but except you're the angry wife who's murdered the mistress.
Okay, let's add a little logic here for just a second. First of all, did you say he's putting cologne on before he takes the trash out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
There's no reason. I mean, I'm telling you, he works from home. There's no reason for him to look a certain way, smell a certain way. Like, I'm not even there half the week, you know?
Hold on 1 sec, because here's where the logic part comes in. So you asked us to do a background check. What is that going to change? I mean, she's still going to be hot. She's still going to be flirty. I mean, she's still going to be living next door to you unless she's renting. So why would you even want to know?
I mean, I think it's just for me to trust her, I guess. Like, I just get a weird feeling about her, and if I can just know that she's, you know, hasn't done anything weird, then maybe that'll be worse. I kind of want to know that she's, you know, got a past, so that I can be like, oh yeah, she's a neighbor, she's a little crazy, and then my husband might rethink his primping.
Yeah, men notoriously hate exotic dancers.
Oh.
So.
Ew! Finger down the throat.
All right, so I'm going to try to play defense attorney for hottie neighbor here, right? And so, Nicole, we are going to throw a little common sense up in this piece, and that some, and hey, listen, I don't work in logic, so my husband does. So the fact that I'm trying to step into logic right now and take emotion out of it is going to be a stretch for me, but I'm going to try.
Kristen's like, as a fellow hot neighbor who does yoga, I have to defend this woman.
Because what I'm saying, like, one, we recognize, let's all get on the same page here. We recognize what this woman does is absolutely none of our business. This is just like quintessential nosy neighbor behavior. And hi, I'm a fellow nosy neighbor, so I get it. And I'm not going to fault you for that. She's being accused of being flirty. One person's flirt is another person's polite. Maybe she's just a kind, polite person, but it's getting portrayed or skewed as being flirty. There's a fine line there for sure. I think the issue here is not with your hot neighbor, it's with your husband. And if you have seen noticeable changes in his behavior, like putting on cologne to take the trash cans out, yeah, before we even do a background check on the hot neighbor, you need to have a combo with your man.
No, we need to do a background check on your husband.
No.
I don't think we even need a background check. We just need his phone password in 15 minutes in a dark closet. We will find something on his phone that says that there's maybe something suspicious happening or some signs that he's been looking for some extracurricular activities.
Well, we've already spent the money on the background check, so we're going to do it.
Okay. And I get that. And Nicole, just so we are, again, on the same page, we did this background check. You're going to have this information. But again, there's nothing you can do with it. It's just because you're nosing and you want to know more about her. Because we're nosy.
I'm curious, though, Nicole, what professions would come up that would worry you and what professions would come up that don't worry you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, definitely exotic dancer would worry me. Any sort of businesses that might be in that realm, you know, I think any sort of arrest might worry me.
I mean, Nicole, what you should be worried about is HR reps from tech companies.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, and I don't think like a background check is going to say my job was OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So I'm
not exactly sure what we're going to find here.
A background check wouldn't, but Tommy's got a girl, has a woman, and she does digging online as well in social media. So if your hot neighbor does have an OnlyFans, I suspect that Tommy's PI was able to figure it out.
All right, we're going to give you the results from the background check. I'm only going to ask Tommy one question. In your opinion, because you know the answers from the PI, is there anything that you think that she should be concerned about?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's my dude. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Well, we got ourselves a case. A real good case of aesthetic discrimination. Now, don't we?
Always coming after the hot people.
Don't we?
We do.
I've never experienced it, so I can only say that I'm witnessing it.
All right, so Nicole has hit us up, and she wanted us to use the connection we have. Tommy's got a PI, and she is a contact he met while he was working down in Miami, and she needed a background check on her new neighbor. Her new neighbor, she said, is...
It's a lot of H's and a lot of T's.
Apparently, she is a smoke show. She is gorgeous. She is stunning. She is breathtakingly beautiful. It's one of those people that you see and you're like, wow, that is a hot person. I am not afraid to admit.
She looks like an influencer.
Oh my God.
She does yoga and drink matcha.
So much matcha. So, sorry, I just finished my second cup of coffee. So she wants to do a background check because her husband, ever since the hottie has moved in next door, her husband's behaviors have slightly changed. He's shaving more regularly. The mofo put on cologne to take out the bins.
He's putting Dracar on right before he goes out.
Maybe he wanted to smell good for the recycling bin.
Sure, whatever.
Tommy understands the Dracar
reference. Do they still even make that?
I think they do.
I think they do, too. Wow.
What is Dracar?
Oh, my God. In the Dracar 80s and early 90s, it was the S. That was the cologne that everybody in high school wore.
So women wore white diamonds. Men wore Dracar.
The Elizabeth Taylor perfume?
Well, yeah, white diamonds was like the S for women back in the day, but Dracar is like the male equivalent.
It was the Axe body spray of the 80s.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
There you go. So Nicole requested a background check. She just wants to suss this person out. She's just being a nosy neighbor, let's be honest. I don't know what she's going to be able to do with this information, but she just wants to know. She needs a little peace of mind that she knows about this neighbor. And before we went to break, Bert asked Tommy, is there anything in there that should concern Nicole? And Tommy was like, absolutely.
Good tease, my man.
Yep.
Okay, Nicole, are you ready to hear what Tommy's PI found?
Ooh, I think so.
Well, you better buckle in, sweetie, because this sweetie. One, she
throwing around sweetie.
She took out her PI shovel and she did some digging on this one.
Oh, all right. I'm ready.
I apologize on behalf of Tommy for calling you sweetie, because that was uncomfortable for me.
I'm Southern. That's a Southern thing. That's gentlemanly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at Cassie's face right now. Yeah. Cassie must still live on the north side of Atlanta, so she's not buying it.
Hit me back when y'all been married 29 years. All right, so first things first, the basics. Her name is legit. She does own the home, which is next to yours. Mm-hmm. She has no criminal record.
Dang it.
But okay. Here's where it gets interesting.
She's just criminally hot.
So hot, in fact, Abby, she has landed three men and married them.
Oh.
So she's been married three times. And get this.
Okay.
All three of her ex-husbands were men she met while living in their respective neighborhoods.
Shut up. How is that popping up on a...
And how do you know that, right?
Because they match the addresses of both her and each husband, and they both are in the same neighborhood.
I don't know if that's...
Each one of them.
I don't know if that's worse than what I was initially thinking you were going to say, which is, they're all dead.
I did too.
No, did you?
Yes. Rather than be dead.
No, they're not dead. Not that I know of.
That's good news.
Well, that's good.
So, and get this, each of them divorced their wives less than a year after she moved in.
Are you messing with us?
God. No. No.
What?
Our PI said she's like a suburban black widow.
She's a suburban siren.
Knew it. Oh, my gosh.
And what? I think she was able to find this out in like some divorce court records or something. Evidently, there was like written transcripts that she could go through. One of the divorces happened when she said when the wife had gone out of town for a month long working and then came back and found out what was going on.
One she met while the husband was taking out the trash.
Oh, no.
Doused in cologne.
And there's one more thing. Remember she said she, when you asked her about her work, she did like dabbled online or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, our PI found out she used to run a relationship coaching blog. It was under a different name than her given, you know, legal name, where she gave advice like, and this is a quote from that, a man should never feel lonely just because his wife is busy chasing her career.
Serious? Are you messing with us?
No.
You're messing with us.
This is Dr. Steal Your Man.
Wow.
The blog has been deleted now, but as we all know, you know, internet lives forever. So if I were you, Nicole, I would keep a lockdown on your man.
Nicole, is the good news here maybe that she's so much better looking than your husband that she would never be interested in him? Is he ugly? Do we have that going for us?
No. He's average. He's not like her. I don't know anybody like her.
Okay, let's talk strategy here. And Bert, okay, I want your opinion on this, because what if she's just sitting down to dinner with her husband and she's like, oh my God, you know what the neighbor told me about, you know, your hot neighbor? And she just tells her what she found out, that she has like broken up marriages in every neighborhood she lives. She breaks up the marriage and then marries the guy. Because I'm wondering if her husband finds out that this is just like they don't have anything special. There's no spark. She's just a serial black widow. Maybe he won't be interested.
Or he'll be more interested.
He'll be like, so you're saying there's a chance? This might be easier than I thought. Don't need any Draco Noir.
Nicole, if he breaks out
Draco.
A razor.
The what? Is Harry Potter? She said Draco Noir. Potter?
Potter.
The Bert Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is,
Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So if you're on social media and you're creating on social media, so I'm not exactly sure how many of you guys this is going to apply to, but the algorithm changes so much and the content changes so much, you don't know what is going to get you banned and what is not going to get you banned. Amber here, our producer, did you get banned or got a warning?
Both, actually, because the bannings don't always last. It sounds banned, it sounds forever, but sometimes it's like, oh, for 7 days, you can't do this, you know?
It's like the principal telling you this goes on your permanent record when you're in the first grade, and then you realize, hey, wait a second, there is no permanent record.
Well, I will tell you this, each banning technically is a warning, because it did tell me if I have the same problems that they could eventually suspend my entire account. So we're talking about TikTok today, and I've got like over 80,000 followers there, and I enjoy doing live, you know, live platforms. And my favorite live back in the day was Periscope, so when that left, I had to figure it out, and TikTok became the next best thing. So I got banned for several things. I'm going to give you guys some things that I could have been banned for and things I was actually banned for, and I want you guys to guess which one I was actually banned for.
Okay.
All right.
And again, for those that don't know, your account is about what?
My TikTok account, Amber Smiles Jones. It is just literally just for fun. I enjoy making funny little bits, challenges, lip syncs, all kinds of stuff. I'm not in a box. I do whatever I want.
So this is not the paranormal stuff?
No, that's okay. A separate TikTok.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So here's one here. I got banned for overuse of the word moist.
Oh.
TikTok determined the audience had suffered enough. Was I banned for that or not?
You can't get banned for that.
I'm going to say no ban.
I'm going to say you got banned because people love to report people for things that they're passionate about. And for some reason, people hate the word moist.
So wait, if somebody just reports moist? If somebody just reports moist?
It's like a 1920s paperboy.
If somebody reports that you've been using the word moist too much, they can actually shut you down just because one person doesn't like the word moist?
They give you the option to report something, and you have options of what you can choose from, and they'll just make it up. Oh, harassment.
Oh my God.
Because TikTok is kind of, I feel like it's ran by algorithms or something, they don't always work when you appeal them either, which is kind of a
thing. Okay, just as a sidebar here, I think you did just stumble on one of those tongue twisters.
I did.
Yeah, try it 5 times.
Report moist?
Uh-huh.
Oh man.
Try 5 times. Okay. It's like saying toy boat. You can't do it.
Yeah,
five
toy
times.
Boat? Toy boat? No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's hard.
All right. Report moist.
How about Sunset City, huh?
Yeah. Well, a stroke on one side of your face there, but okay.
All right, I say no ban. Abby says ban. What do you say?
I say no ban.
All right, so this was a fake one. Okay. I wasn't banned for this one. All right, here's another one. I was coloring in a coloring book and they banned me for sharing copyright content.
That I'll say yeah to.
That sounds pretty accurate. I'll go, you got banned.
I'm going to say no ban.
I wasn't banned.
Okay.
That actually never happened.
Literally.
But I'm starting to think it probably could.
Yeah.
All right. I was banned once for eating a sandwich and they claimed it was pornography.
I'm going to say no ban.
I'm going to say you got a little freaky eating the sandwich. And I'm going to say they thought it was like a little food PR in situation.
Little
so,
food
yeah.
Corn.
Yeah. I'm going to say this one's just bizarre enough to be true. I'm going to go true on this.
I got banned for eating a sandwich. And the thing is, I wasn't eating it in a sexy way. I was literally making it, discussing what I wanted to, you know, just eating it. That was it. Nothing happened.
So you made a sandwich.
Ate it. and then got banned for pornography.
Boy, that's how you know you're sexy. You're just making a sandwich and somebody's like, oh my God, that is too sexy.
It's like, what'd that mouth do? Get you banned.
Not a bad problem to have, man.
All right, and our next one is, I tried to hold a seance to talk to my dead cat.
No.
It does sound like something you would do, though. So I feel like it has to be real.
This does sound legit.
All right. It's not a ban that I actually didn't do it, but I actually might. I like the idea. I want to talk to Samantha. All right. I roasted someone bullying someone else and got banned for harassment.
Yes.
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 I didn't do that, but it is possible.
Okay.
Trick one. All right. Now, this one is interesting here. I was taking off a sweatshirt and my boob popped out and I was banned for nudity.
If it pulls the shirt up with it when you're taking it off. I'm going to say no.
I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of that. So I feel like it's fake. No.
I'll say no.
If you have large boobies, you understand this feeling. It didn't get me banned, but this did happen on a video that I made, which is the reason why I got 80,000 followers. I had to put like a black bar over my boob.
Really?
Yeah, it was a challenge where you pulled to take off your t-shirt with your leg. I mean, your hoodie with your leg, and it did not work very well for me.
I remember that trend.
Last one. I shared a story about when I was bullied as a child and I got banned for harassment.
You shared a story about yourself, mm-hmm. about how you were bullied.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes to this, but I'm just doing math on it because you've had a whole list and you've only been banned once. So I'm going to say yes.
And that does scream to me like if the bully is feeling guilty about their behavior, I can see them like, I'm going to say yes.
Clean sweep.
This actually did happen. And yes, I was banned for sharing a bullying story. They said it was harassment.
Yeah, you just don't know, man. The Burt Show. Let me ask you guys a question here. I didn't see it going in this direction online, but it did. And let me open it up to you guys that are listening live here. What did your sibling tell you when you were younger that you didn't realize was them just messing with you? And it took you years to find out. Because the ones I saw online are really, really funny. Most of them come from big brothers. Bigger brother, well, like older brothers.
I was the older sister and I tormented my brother.
Okay, so let me give you guys a couple of examples. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Janae Markham wrote, when I was younger, I babysat my cousin's daughter. I had her convinced for a year that my sister's real name was Loser.
Hey, Loser. Bye, Loser.
My brothers also thought it would be funny to teach me that cows were horses and horses were cows. I think I made it to pre-K or kindergarten before someone corrected me. All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Some I found online. Oh, man. My father fought in World War II and brought back a huge old book written in German script and a German officer's cap. My older brother told me that our father had stolen those from Hitler and that the Nazis were looking for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time the doorbell rang, he told me that it could be them. She still makes me want to smack
him. Oh, my God.
Awful.
That's trauma-inducing.
I told my sister she was adopted. I think this one is largely popular here. There was a large family down the street. I told her because they had so many kids and my parents didn't want me to be alone, they adopted her.
Oh, my God.
I told my sister she was adopted. And we look exactly the same, like red hair, freckles. And I was like, you're adopted. And I had her believing it for at least 6 months.
Born very premature. Was always small, shorter than others my age, and my older brother overheard my mom and the pediatrician talking about how I'd most likely always be smaller. After the appointment, he had me convinced that my head would keep growing, but my body wouldn't, and I'd end up falling over constantly.
Oh, no. You're like your own body.
I love it so much.
That one's funny.
I love it so much. My older sister told me the black flecks in vanilla ice cream were black pepper. I think she said it because our mom almost always only bought vanilla ice cream, and I refused to eat it because I hated pepper as a kid, so she was thinking there would be more for her.
That's genius.
Smart.
Not mad at that.
The mannequins in department stores were really people encased in plaster.
No. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Ashley, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. So my big brother used to tell me that I was lucky because he had killed all of his other baby sisters, and he let me live.
Are you kidding?
That's a little intense.
You think?
At what point?
Can't make that up.
No, I wouldn't want to. At what point did you realize that there were no other siblings and he had just made the whole thing up?
I would say when I had that DNA search. I'm just kidding. No. Probably, I don't even know. Maybe like fifth grade, I figured it out.
Damn. That's just cruel. And how much older? Yeah. How much older was he than you?
Oh, he's almost 3 years older. I was like 5 when he told me that.
That's terrible. Why am I laughing? These are terrible.
He needs to see a therapist.
Bethany, good morning. How did your sibling mess with you? What did you believe?
Oh, my older sister used to tell me that if I stood in front of the microwave while it was microwaving, I would glow in the dark.
Okay.
I believed it for years. Like, as a little kid, she said she actually caught me trying to see if I'd glow in the dark.
Light bulb. So she literally is forcing cancer upon you as a joke.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's fun.
Are these taking a different turn than you expected?
Way darker. Well, it was like that grandma that called the other day.
Yeah.
That said she was telling her kids.
You're only allotted 600 sneezes in your life. So every time one of her grandkids sneezes, she's like, was that 599? Because the next one, your head's going to explode and confetti's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, this was the call from a couple of days ago. Hey, Susan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I told my grandkids they can only sneeze 600 times in their life, so every time they sneeze, I always ask them, is that 599? Because I told them that on the 600th time, your head explodes and confetti goes everywhere.
What is the matter with you?
What is
the matter with you? So they're holding that sneeze.
That speed bumps were crocodiles that crawled across the road and got
paid
over.
This is old school grandparenting right here, man. This is the good stuff.
Yeah. So you should keep some in your pocket so when you go to Target and Walmart and they start acting up, you throw some confetti in the floor and say, see?
Somebody
sneezed
with a 600
times. Yeah. So these kids are going to be holding in their sneezes, thinking their heads are going to blow up when they're in school.
Listen, we love and appreciate Susan. She's obviously a P1 because she called in. But if you could have seen Cassie's face, when she said your head will explode on the 600th.
Grandmas are running the 50s and 60-year-olds, man. That's old school right there. All right, Amy, good morning. Your sibling messed with you how?
No, I mess with her. So I told her that the stock photos, the picture behind all the pictures in the house where our kids there would run away. So I said that she was next. So she would go and look behind all the pictures and she would think that they were our siblings.
You guys are terrible. It's terrible. Darius, how could you? Tell him what you did.
So I convinced my baby brother that he's disabled. Because everybody had two buttholes, but he only had one. It was amazing. He believed it for 13 years.
13 years!
That's wild.
He thought everybody had two buttholes. Darius, you're my favorite. Thank you for calling.
It's amazing. Thank you.
All right, here is Jamie. Jamie, how did you mess or get messed with when you were a kid?
I told my brother that poison ivy vines would get flowers, and they were my mom's favorite. So he picked a whole bunch of them and ended up in the hospital.
No.
You guys can't even laugh about that.
No.
Favre, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Morning. My brother, anytime we passed by a cemetery, he would tell me that if I didn't hold my breath, that all of the dead people's spirits would get inside of my body.
Okay. And you're how old at this time? At this point?
Probably 8.
Okay.
He was 5 years older, and I feel like subconsciously I still hold my breath going back cemetery.
Girl, I do too.
Me too.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know. I go past the cemetery, and I try to, and I'm like, and I literally hold it until I get past, and then I don't know where I got it from, and I don't know why, but I do it.
I wonder if there are people listening right now. They're like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that did that, because I've never heard that before.
It's weird. You learn it as a kid. That, yeah. And if you go through a yellow light, you kiss your hand and tap the roof.
What?
Yep.
I've learned that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, good morning. How were you messed with as a kid?
So this was actually from my dad. He used to tell me that I was hatched from an egg that was left on the back doorstep in the garage.
And that came from your dad?
Yep.
Okay.
I think our dads would have gotten along. Mine used to tell me I was a blue light special test tube baby from Kmart.
Oh, wow. No way.
Yes. Why from Kmart?
But because my
blue light specials.
And Kmart used to have like diner areas, and my grandparents and parents just loved eating at Kmart.
Interesting.
From online, my older brother would tell us there were evil leprechauns living in the woods next to our house. He said they would hide there and jump out and bite your feet as you walk by. It scared me enough to avoid playing in the woods for a couple of years. My older brother told me that if I stood too close to the conveyor belt at the supermarket checkout, it would catch me by the hair and pull me through and squash me flat. I used to think that about escalators when I was a kid.
Yeah. But they not?
No, they don't. I haven't seen one.
Yes, but I do. That's true.
But if you get like your shoelace in the escalator, it will just bring you all the way around and I will be flat by the time I come back.
That's a low-key fear of mine.
It's still?
Yeah.
Will you still jump? Like I used to jump on the last couple of steps of the escalator for fear of that happening.
I won't jump. I'll do a big step.
We never had spare change or money as kids. We did our chores, but no allowance was given. I told my younger brother that when the ice cream truck was playing music, that meant the ice cream was all sold out. He was 5 years younger, and he believed me. I think we've heard that one
before. Yeah, I've seen that circulating online.
All right, don't mess with your siblings.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure, you go to a fancy charity event. They want you to dress up in formal wear. You get it, right? You go to a wedding. You got to dress up for that. There is a dress code. Makes a lot of sense. But kindergartners having a dress code?
Yes, it's ridiculous. My jaw dropped when I heard this. So I was with some other moms chatting, and then it came up. And I hadn't even read this. You know, maybe this is on me. There are some parents who literally read every single piece of information that they can get. Now we're up to 5 different apps. God knows how many PDFs. I'm like, nope. I'm going to read the calendar that they send home. I will subscribe to the PTA calendar. Anything else I need to know, I will get in an email. Like I cannot be studying for a PhD level course in kindergarten. Okay. So talking to some other moms, then it came up about a dress code and my head snapped so fast. I was like, what? There's a dress code? And I assumed it was like a dress code they had in pre-K where they had to wear closed toe shoes just for the playground and stuff like that. I'm like, totally makes sense. Or maybe even if your kid's going to wear a dress, put shorts on underneath, which we do anyway. No, it was they're not allowed to show their shoulders.
Ooh.
They are
for you, that's no bueno.
I we live in the seventh circle of hell, aka Georgia in the summer, okay? It's been unnaturally cold last few days, and by unnaturally cold, 75 degrees, okay?
Been fantastic,
it's
though.
Been glorious. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Actually, it did drop to like the 60s the other night, and nice. I was like, oh, God is real.
Sidebar, I have an English bulldog that I can't really walk very much in the summer here in Georgia because it's so hot, and they get, they'll just have like, she'll have a seizure, right? So the last couple of days, I have been able to walk her, and she's just like, I can't wait for the heat again because she's put like 7 pounds on.
Oh, poor thing. And it's so, I feel her pain. I always step outside and I start sweating buckets. Yeah. And kids are no different. And they're running around outside, climbing, playing, being kids. And my thing is, I understand sometimes rules are made and I might not understand them, but there's good reasoning for them. And I try and think through that. I cannot for the life of me wrap my head around why a five-year-old should not be allowed to show their shoulders at school.
Is it a super conservative school?
No, nope, I mean, it's not.
It's
like,
not like a religious Catholic school?
Yeah, Catholic school I would understand. You need to cover yourself up for chapel. I respect that. But this is a public school. So in my head, public, not private. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, probably not going to do that. Maybe we'll see if she gets sent home. And if you send home a kindergartner for showing your shoulders, you're weird.
This doesn't seem that odd to me because this is the dress code I followed growing up my whole life. Like from kindergarten on, you had to have your shoulders covered point blank period, which of course was annoying because I was a little fashionista in second grade and sometimes you wanted to wear a tank top. But I thought this was like the standard school dress code, no?
Yeah, and I'm assuming no shoulders means for boys and girls, so no tanks. Is that their way of saying no tank tops?
Maybe, but so growing up, I did not have that because I grew up in Louisiana and God bless, somebody had common sense and was like, well, let the children show their shoulders. I think no spaghetti straps was the rule for girls in Louisiana. And it might have changed now. And the thing is, like, what's wrong with a tank top then? Like, that's what I don't get. What is wrong with five-year-olds showing their shoulders in a really hot state when they will be playing outside?
Well, I know you get to a certain age and deodorant is key, but
they're not there yet.
They're not there yet. So you want them pits covered, not so much the shoulders covered. You can keep the smell in.
So y'all are making me feel a little better. Like it is weird. There may be a reason, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
I can't put my finger on it.
None of the stuff like teenagers, girls, cover yourself up so you don't distract boys. That doesn't exist when you're five.
Right.
And if it exists because of adults, then you didn't do a good enough background check. So what's the problem?
Can't tell you.
If you thought celebs in Hollywood were toxic and dangerous now, forget your baby oil and freak offs. Because in 17th century Paris, that was the backdrop for an era of toxic love, poison, and black magic in a scandal known as the Affair of the Poisons.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village. Abby's done the work to bring you ye old gossip.
Welcome to Versailles in the 1670s. This is where... We got real French up in here real quick.
Yeah, we did.
Where the king is Louis the something. He's
what are the letters?
XIV.
XIV. Don't say it. No. Oh, Cass, let us try to figure it out.
The 15th. There's a lot of Louis.
So X is a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the I is, but it's an IV, so that's 4. So this is Louis the 14th.
Louis the 14th. Did I get it?
I really loved the way you guys worked that out.
Yay! We show smart. We talk about placentas. I'm Roman Numerosh on the show today.
Not the smartest show on your
this
dial.
This is what happens when we go back to school. All my brain cells come back. Anyway, all I know, this is the Sun King. So he's the guy who basically looked at feudalism and he was like, what if I made this about me? The palace is gorgeous in Versailles. It smells like perfume, horse poop, and unresolved trauma. Every noble there is...
horse poop and unresolved trauma.
Yeah, all right. You get it. Here for thirsty for attention. And when I say thirsty, I mean they want to sleep with the king. They want to murder your cousin or at least die trying. Mm-hmm. So Louis the 14th has this mistress. Her name is Madame de Montespan. She's basically Kim Kardashian of powdered wigs. Okay. But then Louis, he notices a younger, hotter mistress. And Montespan is like, no. I will not be soft launched into obscurity by a man with syphilis and a bad perm. So what does she do? Does she reinvent herself? Does she start a lifestyle brand? Maybe do a little Pilates? No! She does what every modern woman does, and she hires a witch. Because in the 1600s in France, the solution to everything is basically find a fortune teller or murder somebody. So she meets this person named La Voisin. It's the correct pronunciation.
I'm sure it
is. She is the Jeff Bezos of black magic. She sells love potions, pregnancy terminations, and poison that fits in your clutch. Basically, if Etsy had a satanic murder section, she would be at the top of the list.
Huh.
So Montespan sneaks into one of these black masses. Picture it. There's like candlelight, sulfur, bad decisions. And La Voisin says, okay, now you got to lay naked on this altar. We're going to summon Satan. And she's like, okay, sounds legit. Let's do it. So a priest, a real one, comes in and starts chanting something like, oh, dark Lord, please make the king's new mistress mysteriously dead. Probably some Latin in there as well. And because it's 1675, they also toss in a dead baby just for funsies. This was not a family-friendly ritual, obviously.
Obviously.
And guess what? It works. So suddenly, the whole of the French nobility, they are scurrying for the same treatment. Like when everyone saw Lindsay Lohan's new facelift, they're like, we got to get us some of that. Suddenly, the nobles, they are dropping like flies. Husbands, poisoned. Mistresses, gone. Random guy at brunch, dead. Maybe poison. Maybe bad oysters. So Versailles basically becomes the French Hunger Games, but with more lace and way worse hygiene. The motto was trust no one and always bring your own wine. So eventually the king's secret police raid Paris, which is like a witchy underworld world at this point. And every single person is probably guilty of something. They arrest La Voisin. And she's like, yeah, I poisoned half your wives. And what about it? And I'd do it again. They burn her alive in public because in 17th century France, they had no chill.
Mm.
They were like, Yelp review, one star. No, you're going to be firewood for the rest of the night. So here's the gag. Madame de Montespan, she never got punished. This mistress that really started this whole black poison revolution never got punished.
The one that hired the witch?
Yes. Louis XIV was like, yeah, she probably murdered a bunch of people, but she also has seen me naked. So she knows too much. So he just lets her retire. And that, my friends, is the affair of the poison. So next time you're feeling a little messy, wanting to subtweet an ex, just remember, at Versailles, the other woman might hire a witch to curse you naked in a church.
It's important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Always important to remember.
Right, learned so much on this show.
I'm telling you, this is like NPR this morning. really stupid NPR.
You're so smart.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No